The lawsuit claims Enbridge Energy is creating a new and expanded pipeline system without following the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA. Sierra Club staff attorney Doug Hayes says the State Department is supposed to analyze environmental impacts before approving projects. Enbridge Energy is seeking to expand its Alberta Clipper pipeline so it can send 450,000 more barrels a day across the Canadian border to Superior. Hayes says Enbridge is moving ahead with plans without proper review.
It claimed that it could do this by diverting the flow of oil from the Alberta Clipper pipeline to a 1960s era pipeline called Line 3 that's just a few feet away in the same right-of-way. It would divert it to Line 3 just before the border and then back to Alberta Clipper once inside the United States.
Hayes says Enbridge is trying to go around the State Department.
There's some major problems with this plan. First, it ignores that the State Department has jurisdiction over the entire international border, including Line 3, and that this new scheme is not permitted by any permit, including the Line 3 permit.
Enbridge proposed to expand Line 3 earlier this year to replace the 47-year-old pipeline to meet increasing demand. Enbridge spokeswoman Lorraine Little told Wisconsin Public Radio in June that the pipeline has a presidential permit that allows for an increase in Line 3's capacity. Enbridge could not be immediately reached for comment. For Wisconsin Public Radio News, I'm Danielle Kading in Superior.